Breitbart Business Digest, What Trump Knows About China That the Media Won't Tell You. By Alexander Marlowe on April 16, 2025. China's long march to achieving power over America. We have allowed China to achieve vast power over American culture. Hollywood ruined itself by self-censoring in an effort to appease Chinese Communist Party censors. The NBA, and the corporations that have a stake in it, have pandered to the Chinese communists for decades. American media has avoided covering Chinese atrocities. And our political class is also deeply compromised when it comes to China. Let's not forget that members of our former first family, including the big guy himself, bagged a collective $31 million from business deals with individuals connected to the highest levels of the Chinese government, including China's intelligence apparatus. Consider how China unleashed a global pandemic on the world, causing millions of deaths, trillions of dollars, and precious years out of all our lives. And to this day it has not been held accountable. That is until now. China's leaders have numerous tools at their disposal, like their Belt and Road death trap diplomacy, to try to dominate the globe, an ambition they have had since the days of Sun Tzu or perhaps before. Yet, their most powerful of all is getting us hooked on the cheap goods they export. We've always known that accepting inexpensive items, often made in sweatshops, had a trade-off. It might be good for the wallet in the short term, but it has been bad for our souls and our national identity. Trump has finally decided things have gone too far, and he has begun the process to push back with a trade war. It's not a global trade war, he is focusing on one nation, China. China is our top geopolitical foe, making the CCP a threat to the hope of another American century into Trump's legacy. So, Trump has begun to push back. Trump sees China's weakness. We are of the mind that Trump sees something that most of the establishment media will not concede. China is vulnerable, much more so than people tend to think. China's property market is weak, its youth unemployment is high, and its domestic spending is weak, indicating that people are hoarding their money. The Chinese people distrust their own banks and their own government. As Francis Martel and John Hayward have reported on the pages of Breitbart News for years, young Chinese citizens do not buy into Xi Jinping's vision for China and are not having children at a rate necessary to sustain the nation's population. If Trump puts enough pressure on the Chinese economy, and he is, Chinese families will not be pleased with their chairman for life. Chinese chip traders are already reporting that orders are plummeting since Trump announced his tariffs. This will not help national morale in the communist nation. It was Xi's ambition to solidify China as the world's manufacturing hub and as a tech superpower in its own right. If Trump succeeds in reshoring some of American manufacturing, that will make us less dependent on China, of course. But more interestingly, reshoring high-tech manufacturing will also limit China's ability to steal the intellectual property they need to grow and thrive. They will be helpless if they can't continue to rip us off. There is a national security imperative to not be dependent on China for essentials like generic drugs, tech, chemicals, toys, and furniture, but there is also a moral imperative as well. The CCP has a genocide going on right now against the Uyghurs. They have concentration camps and sweatshops. Dare I say it, they are often racist, sexist, and destructive to the environment. And let us not forget that they also do not have free speech. If China can't export at the level they have, they will not be the China as we know it now, and that is a good thing. Trump is applying pressure to a nation that has been allowed to get away with too much for too long. We should never have let this happen, and it is high time we did something about it.